was insulting you today on my podcast.
What?
Because I was like, he's like, that doesn't work. The clap thing does not work. I can never see the spike on a file. That's all that was said about you. But, and it was off air.
does not every single one of my podcasts come out perfectly synced?
Yeah, when you edit it. But like, I can't even see the spike on my Audacity when we did that for you.
Yeah,
I guess it wouldn't be on my Audacity, honestly. You're right. No, it would be on my Audacity. I never see the spike. I like the,
Yeah, nobody joins all at once and everybody stops at different I'm
good.
I had to edit
it today.
I don't like doing this.
And Jammer dropped off twice, so I had to figure out where we were to get us all in sync again.
Yeah.
And it's frustrating.
Oh, yeah. I've been there, man. Podcast editing can be incredibly easy some mornings, and other mornings it is like, holy shit, everything that can go wrong starts going wrong. Fucking mic drops out, an internet connection
Someone's
drops out.
Someone's clicking a fucking pen or something, or breathing too heavy.
You accidentally smack your mic and you're like, well,
yep.
What time did that happen? And you try to write that shit down, and yeah, but it's still fun to do, which is why we do it. And I guess we do it for the audience, sort of.
Mostly
right?
ourselves. Come on.
Yeah, I'm a
it's my favorite
selfish
part of the week.
Son
podcasting.
Of a. I'm a selfish son of a bitch, so yeah.
Me
I'm
too.
Definitely yeah, my enjoyment first, audience second. Yeah,
how it should
yeah
always be.
Yeah and then myself again, and then anyways good Friday morning, everyone. And welcome to LR Mornings today with Kyle and
Nick at Geeky Nick Doll, your favorite person on the show besides Kyle. Screw the other two guests. Brian and Jammer can, you know. Use your imagination.
and of my wife, who's been on a dozen Sada episodes.
She's better than me. She's better than me. I won't say anything about your wife.
Well, so what should I tell her you said?
I said, live long and prosper.
We were discussing places we might want to go mm-hmm. Once we're done here. And Colorado came up, of course, because it's a pretty place and everything like that.
Best state in the union, as my friend would say. And I'm like, why do you say union and not just the best place in the United States? But you were complaining about theme parks. And where exactly are the
like,
how far are the two bases from North Denver?
The Air Force base, I think, is closer to Denver, while Carson is in Colorado Springs.
Okay. Because, yeah, that's far away, but, like, if you're within an hour of Denver, Elitch's, it's a theme park, not a... No, it's a... What are the two terms?
It's like a permanent fair, is what it's
no,
like.
No, I mean, they have real rides and stuff. They have the flying coaster. It used to be you have DC characters. It was used to be owned by...
it used to be a Six Flags?
Yeah, it used to be owned by... It was Elitch's, and then it was owned by Six Flags, and now it's just Elitch's again. But Waterworld's... I think the biggest water park in the United States of America, and that's North Denver.
Why in God's name would you put a fucking water park?
Because we
in
don't
Denver,
have other
Colorado.
We don't have other water. No, it's got the giant lazy river that takes you everywhere, and the wave pool, and like the
does
super
it ever
steep
get
slides
warm enough
hate.
To use?
They spend a lot. Look, you know what it's being used for right now? I know that because my friend. My friend got his COVID test in their parking lot since they didn't even open this summer. So now it's being used for COVID testing because it didn't open this year.
I have a name brand amusement park very close by, less than an hour away, and then another name brand amusement park that is just shy of two hours away. Hey, and we used to go to them all the time, and hopefully after this stuff settles down, thanks to some new medications, I will be able to go back.
And if you ever do move to Colorado, we can share some of your favorite medications.
Okay, there we go.
Hang out, you know, have a few medications.
Just a few medications. Oh my god, this Mandalorian thing happening tonight at like I think it's basically 3 a.m. Eastern is the launch window, and that's so that the continental U.S. is all after midnight, and a good chunk of the rest of the world is after midnight.
Eastern. Like, if it's an HBO show, it's like 9 p.m. Eastern. I get it at 7 p.m. Westworld or whatever.
Exactly. So, if you're up late, you can watch it, but I will say that tomorrow afternoon, you can look forward to the cantina. Tomorrow afternoon, tomorrow evening is depending on Cam's schedule. Or I'm saying tomorrow.
Today.
Later today.
God, Friday, which Kyle. Is when we are recording this.
It just ruined all of the magic. No, but later on today, the cantina will hit with Cam and myself, giving you guys our review of the first episode. Nick, I know you just wrote an article about how you're over Star Wars and Star Trek.
Look,
is better.
I
like
prefer one to the other. I'm not over it, but to answer your question before you ask it. I was way more excited to get a new episode of Discovery today than I am to get an episode of The Mandalorian tomorrow. Like, I thought it came out Wednesday, and I was freaking out Wednesday because I didn't have a new episode. And I just finished it before the podcast, and I'm like, I can't wait for the next Star Trek episode next Thursday, but I guess I'll watch The Mandalorian tomorrow. My main interest in The Mandalorian is I still love Pedro Pascal. He's top three actor behind Tom Cruise, and I also like Carl Urban, who of course was in Star Trek, was also like Dread, Lord of the Rings, The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I am far more. I look forward to. I mentioned this maybe in my column. Week to week, I'll be looking forward to Discovery more than The Mandalorian. But it doesn't mean I dislike Star Wars, because I wrote about it. I mean, it's like Marvel versus DC. It's like you don't have to choose one. You can favor one, but you don't have to choose just one. So, honestly, being so much into Star Trek has really hampered my excitement for The Mandalore. I know a lot of people on our site and Slack are super stoked. We'll watch it when it comes out, and it's like, I'll get to it tomorrow afternoon or evening. You know, rush.
Yeah,
but.
Yeah. Well, Cam and I have a job to do for it. So,
plus, you're excited as hell. Come
there's
on.
There's that. I'm
Star Wars-only podcast.
This particular season scares the shit out of me.
Why? Because I think it's the same reason.
I'm just afraid each episode is a backdoor pilot for a new series.
I've talked about this a lot on Breaking Geek.
It's we've talked about it often here too.
I don't want The Mandalorian to become like, you know, The Mandalorian. We recognize all the archetypes of characters. You have the Mandalorian bounty armor. You have an IG unit. You have a young whatever Yoda species is. You have stormtroopers. You have moths. I actually am really looking forward to Giancarlo Esposito as Moth Gideon. He's my favorite part about the show besides Pedro. But I liked it better when there weren't any characters we knew. If they're going to start throwing in Ahsoka and whoever else, it's like, well, this is
Sabine,
another case of everyone knows everyone.
Yeah,
which is Star Wars' biggest problem. Whereas Trek is like, we're going 500 years in the future where you don't know anybody.
Well,
there's no reference.
Well, first they spent two seasons pissing people off because of
like
continuity and canon issues, like ranging in everything from characters' personalities to the clothing, also the technology.
It all ties in correctly.
Also they wrote in something about that particular ship had special uniforms.
Yeah, no,
it doesn't have.
No, that's not what it is. It's that Captain Pike joins the crew, and they're the first ship on the Enterprise to have the new uniforms, which are yellow, red, and blue. And when they shoot the Enterprise, it actually looks like the 1960s version, not the JJ version. It has like the not perfectly rounded white hulls, but like kind of slanty hulls with like red paint on them and stuff. And they find a way to get rid of the special technology, as we kind of alluded to. 900 years, not 500 years, but they explain why we're not seeing that technology reused.
The thing is they definitely, I think the show would have been better off just from the get-go. Even the way my buddy Brian explained it to me, because I think he watched all of season one. I'm not sure about season two, but he was like, most of the story could be told 500 years in the future with most of the characters, of course, Spock and Pike and stuff being involved, being that exception. He said even their like their motivations, like you could have put other characters in similar roles to have the same story play out. Five, six, 700 years
in
the future.
But just now that we're on that track, the reason it does end up making sense in the series sense is when you go 900 years in the future, there is no Federation anymore. So you have to establish the Federation and then jump in time to be like, oh, we're what's left of the Federation? Everyone looks at our ship like it's a museum. So, which is something that's said on the show. But I don't know. As I said, it's taken my heart. It's a little lockbox.
Did you enjoy the cartoon one?
Oh, Lower Decks. Yeah, it's like Rick and Morty of Star Trek.
Oh.
There's a character. No, it's by. Okay, so Rick and Morty, Justin Roiland co-created a show with Mike Buchanan on Hulu. I don't remember the name of it, but it's about an alien family living on Earth.
Yeah, the Solar Opposites.
Yeah, Solar Opposites.
Hilarious.
Mike Buchanan, who co-created that, created Lower Decks. So it's 1 degree of separation from Justin Roiland.
Yeah.
So it's animated like Rick and Morty. They say fuck, even though it's bleeped all the time. Like, and if anything, Gene Roddenberry would be like rolling in his grave watching it. But they also, they reference stuff all the time. The actor who plays Riker in Next Generation, Jonathan Frakes, plays him on the show in an episode. He voices him. But there's an episode, I was talking about this on Breaking Geek 2, which also comes out today. There's an episode where in the holodeck they create a character called Badgie, who's like Clippy in Microsoft Word, where he's like, how can I help you? And is voiced by the actor who plays Kenneth on 30 Rock. And he becomes murderous, so he's just shaped like a Star Trek badge with arms and legs and like a face, and he's like, I'm gonna kill you!
Jeez.
It's very Rick and Morty more than it is Star Trek. I'd recommend it to someone who's not a Trek fan. It's just like, here's an irreverent adult only comedy.
With violence and language. I like the Abrams movies. I don't care for the Shatner at all in anything. I hate all Shat Trek. All Shat Trek can go fuck itself.
That's why I think you'd like Discovery. The finale of the second episode is bigger, like special effects wise and battle wise, than any of the Abrams movies got. In fact, I compared it on the podcast today to it pulled off what Rise of Skywalker was trying to pull off. It's an hour long action episode with like 13 main ships, but like 1,000 little ships all whirring around at once. And it's like, I didn't know TV could do that. Like, everyone's trying to hit the objective, but they're, you know.
There was better space battles in Battlestar Galactica. Better.
Someone challenged me on that on my column. They were like, I agree that Star Trek is better than Star Wars, but you should watch the first two seasons of Battlestar Galactica. Compare that to Star Trek.
Dude.
Battlestar. Like, challenge accepted.
It's on Peacock, which is free.
Yeah. Is it one of the free shows? Cool.
Yeah. It's one of the free shows. And you got to watch the mini series first, which is separate and dated to 2003. And then you go to season one and watch that.
What year is season one? Is there a big
2005.
Gap? Wow, so the miniseries took off 2 years and then got the green light?
About a year and a half-ish. Okay. Yeah. 18 months-ish, I guess. Yeah.
You keep saying to watch it, and this commenter said to watch it, so I'm down for that next.
It's serious... drama that includes both politics and societal dramas. It just so happens that they're all on spaceships and being hunted down by killer robots, Cylons.
Yeah, Cyclones. Different deal we deal with on Earth.
Cylons.
Some of which look like sexy humans.
You could have
here.
you could have done a similar story of anyone being pursued across any type of terrain or scape or whatever. It didn't have to be spaceships. Humans and robots. That's how good the story and characters are. Is you could easily fit them into a different setting. There'd have to be some minor tweaks, but the majority of the story could still take place on the Oregon Trail as people were being hunted by the Native Americans that were like, "Hey, what the fuck are you doing here?" or whatever, you know.
Well, I mean,
you could have done the same
thing.
It's awesome, is what I'm getting at.
Star Trek and Star Wars are both westerns at heart, especially the Star Trek series, where it's like, you know, an old western series that was being released the same year as the original Star Trek. It's like, oh, on to the next town, and Star Trek kind of like, oh, on to the next planet, to a point where the actor who played Bones actually played a doctor on a western series before he played the doctor in Star Trek. But
that's funny. I didn't know that.
I was also going to say. Do you remember the Simpsons episode with Mark Hamill in it?
No, maybe. I don't know.
Well, there's a scene where everyone's at a convention, like a Comic-Con convention. And they're it's time for the badass. It's time for the rumble between the badass robots of Battlestar Galactica and the gay robots from Star Wars. And then
C-3PO is being beaten up.
And I remember that. And
R2-D2
is sitting there. He's like, I hate you. I hate you, R2-D2.
I do remember that. That is not a joke that will fly on modern Simpsons episodes.
No, but
anymore.
It was funny.
Guarantee.
It's funny.
You know, I'm just going to title this episode a Friday free-for-all and put some crazy shit in for the
picture. Whatever I'm on, I unhinge it. Because why was last episode so weird? You called it a weird episode. What did I do that was so weird?
Nothing. I just was like
I went being, off topic again.
Yeah. We were just all over the place today, which is fine because... Do we really? I really don't feel like ending the week talking about Ray Fisher's accusations against Warner Brothers. You know, that's not how I want to go send people whole to their
to their end
of the to their end of the day or beginning of the day whenever they listen. Travels on our show.
CBS All Access and all that, we could talk about Netflix.
Price increase?
Yeah, they're raising their... This is just a dollar, but at the same time, they're almost becoming as expensive as HBO Max, and HBO has always had more of a... You know, it was always like, this is... When I was growing up, at least, it's always like, there's television, and then there's HBO, which my family could not afford, you know?
Oh yeah.
So it'll be $14 non-SD will be the price. I mean SD, non-HD Netflix will be $14 for a multiple person account. Which I mean, everyone has that account where they. My mom, it's funny. My family splits it. My parents pay for Netflix and Amazon Prime. I play for Disney Plus and Hulu, and my sister pays for HBO Max. I think is how it breaks down. So we have most of it, and Jammer's always like, get Apple TV, it's great. And I'm like, no, I have to draw the line somewhere. I can't pay for every fucking surface.
Yeah. My wife and I tallied it all up. All of our streaming services, including the things that I've already, like, prepaid for a year, or in Disney's case, 3 years.
Oh, you got the 3 year deal too? That's actually a good price, though.
Right. Like all of that combined is like $46.
Still cheaper than cable, change, I guess.
Which is still cheaper than cable. Like any basic package is usually like $49.99. You know. They'll say, oh, start out at $29.99 and then it doubles after your first year or whatever. But
that's the thing. Streaming was supposed to free us from the cable price, but now it's like, now you got to have this one and this one.
Yeah,
and
that sucks. And I'll tell you what. Do you know what's one of my least watched services?
Amazon Prime, probably.
Netflix.
Recently, that has been...
I
kind of agree with you, except for
Amazon I don't have any Prime. Comfort food on Netflix, really, right now.
It's because all my favorite reruns have moved to other networks. Seinfeld was the last thing I watched, which is comfort food, and it's on Hulu. Now I'm watching Curb. It's on HBO. Netflix lost a lot of their comfort... They have good movies once in a while, like Enola Holmes and that Kumail Date Night movie. It wasn't called Date Night, though. Like, they've gotten some pretty good content that was supposed to go straight to theaters, but so is HBO Max. For Breaking Geek, that would be a whole different show. Breaking Greek. Hey, Brute. This week we reviewed The Witches, which was meant for theaters, but is...
Yeah.
Garbage. It's a garbage film. Do you remember the first one?
Yeah.
It's so scary. I was looking up images, but
it's not scary.
The first one is creepy. I was 4 years younger than you when I saw it, probably.
For
a kid, it's scary. For an adult, it's not scary at all. The new one is just like cheesy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Whatever. Yeah, what my brain just completely just voided all memory of the last, like, 2 minutes. I have no idea what we were just talking about.
Pick it up wherever you want.
I think that's a good Friday free for all. Don't you?
Sure. I don't think I have anything else to say. Watch Mandalorian. I do want to give a public service announcement, if it's okay with you.
Go ahead.
Vote. I don't care who you vote for. It's important. And if you have a mail-in ballot or whatever, you have to drop it off now. It's too late for the polls.
Check your state and local laws and make sure you fill everything out according to the instructions.
Important.
So
no matter who you vote for, it's just important. Up and down the ticket. It's not just about president. Who do you want
for dog catcher? I'm running
the controller. Dog catcher. Or in my state, it's like head of Colorado University of Colorado. It's like, what do I care about that? Come on,
city crier. The guy that used to, yell out the news.
British are coming. God, that's God. Paul Revere.
God, I'm trying to end the goddamn show and you won't fucking let me.
I'm sorry. I'm at a wealth for words.
Check out the website, LRMonline.com, every single day for all your entertainment news, needs, and opinions. I swear to God, I plan on having somebody record this one day so I never have to do this shit. Subscribe to the YouTube channel because it's awesome and there's a lot of great content going up there all the time. And then subscribe to the podcast network, the LRM Online Podcast Network that you're listening to right now, whatever device or app or browser opened service you're listening to, go ahead and hit that subscribe button and then share us with some friends and family, share us with Twitter, because the more we grow, the more money the bosses give us and the more shit we can do for you guys. So
Great shit.
Do it. Fuck yes. Do it. Weird shit. Nick, where can people find you at again, you self-promoting bitch?
Right? This show's all been about that. At Geeky Nick Doll, so GEEKY, Nick Doll on the Twits. I write Come At Me Bro every Thursday on LRMonline.com, and I am one of the members of Breaking Geek Radio, the podcast, which, like this show, which is, in this case, coming out Friday. My show also comes out Friday, just not in the morning, because we're not morning people.
Alrighty then, and you guys can find me at that Kyle Malone on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. We will talk to you on Monday morning.
Live long and prosper.
Happy Halloween!
Ooh, what's a good better one?